So mayhap I need to say to you, are you being challenged by the baser instincts of life?
For me personally, no.
So mayhap the speaking was not meant for you. However, for the ones that it has been spoken for, all has been said, all has been revealed, as is meant to be revealed at this time. Understand?
So it's, there is more chapters to come?
Oh, that is really not so certain. When somebody learns the lesson, then often there is not needed for any more. You know? The lesson is learned and then there is no need for any more of these things. So
they outgrow the talk.
However, it is still important to know it, because it may be that it has to be passed on, this teach. It is possible that you may need to exercise patience. So that, as I say before, to go slowly forward, not to go forward in great leaps and bounds, to go slowly forward. Let go of everything in the past first. And you may decide for your own self whether this is for you, this speaking, or not. I know who it is for and which peoples need to hear this speaking. However, you may keep it for your own self. You don't have to tell everybody, do you? Isn't that right?
Well, no one can answer because you just said to give it to themselves.
What would you like to do?
Meditation.
I'd like to hear something about the latest, if you haven't already spoken on the subject.
Atlantis. Mm-hmm. What would you like to know about it?
Well, I know very little about it, so I'd like to hear from you what you're able to tell me.
Atlantis is not just a concept or a great civilization. It was also a state of awareness. It is now in your many peoples, it has been put to the realms of mystery, put to the realms almost of fairy, you know? It is a time beyond and the time before time. The peoples of the land that was. The land was not as you know it now. It was different. To begin, we must go back many, many moons. My help, you would like to close your eye and take inside of your deep breath. And I will take you on a journey to Atlantis for you to know for yourself of this place. So close your eyes and take deep breath of life. And come with me now on the dream spirals. Going to travel the dream spirals through the stars, moving ever backwards through the spirals to the time before, when looking down from outside of your planet, you look down onto the beautiful planet beneath you. And all the land is one. It is whole. And all about it is a great ocean. As you look upon this land beneath you, you will see that everything looks a little different to how you know it now. Not only is the ocean bigger, not only is the land mass all one land mass, even the position of the stars look to be different. Even the way that the planet seems to turn seems to be different. And as you go down now onto this great landmass, you will see that there are all manner of different creatures wandering about. Quite a large number of very large creatures and lots of little creatures, all different and strange, and great beasts that fly in the sky. And all these creatures are all living together on this land mass. And as you look now from the height at which you are looking at this, there comes from the heavens a large, very large rock. It strikes down onto the planet beneath you. And as it does so, everything is sent into chaos. And when the dust clears away, some of the landmass have broken away. And now there is a larger portion broken away from the main part of the landmass. And now as you gaze down upon this beautiful planet beneath you, They come from the skies. Large objects flying through the stars. And they come down now, down upon the earth. They are so large that they would encompass one whole of one of your large cities of the planet now. Very big. These are the dwelling places that fly through the skies, through the void, through the stars. Now, down on the earth, on this beautiful planet, there the creatures that did not survive when the lands moved and the earth moved are gone forever. In the time between, other creatures have sprung up and come into being. Among them are a two-legged creature, one that walks on its hind legs, is covered in a lot of dark hair and has very dark skin. And this creature is learning many things for itself. Learning how to hunt, learning how to make fire, learning how to make tools, learning how to develop into a community. And with the peoples that come from stars, land, there are these creatures who are living. And the peoples from the stars come out of their dwelling and begin to create a great city. They use all the tools and all the knowledge of their peoples. They have great powers of their mind and can move many things using the power of their minds. They have great knowing of this thing that you call mushrooms. They are very, very, very godlike. The creatures that walk upright on this earth view these creatures that come from the stars as gods. And they begin to revere them as gods. The strange ones, the light-skinned ones, the gods of the golden hair, the gods of the golden skin, the gods of the cat eyes, and so on and so forth. There they all are together. And over many, many moons, the peoples that come from the stars mix with the peoples of the earth and create a new race of beings. The new race of being are endowed with the gifts of spirit, the gifts of enlightenment, by their genetic changes that have been made unto them. And time passes, and the city is built. It is a city of great magnitude, of great glory, of much learning and teaching. And the society in this city grows so that in among the peoples there comes to be known about the brotherhood of light. The brotherhood of light are all the miles that belong to the leading families of the society, and the children, the male children, are taken into the temple to be taught in the ways of the light and in the ways of spirit and in the ways of psychic abilities. For many, many eons, this city develops, and very slowly the peoples are gathered together and they are sent out across the landmass, to find other places where are people that need to have the teach, that need to be brought into this golden light of knowing, of awareness. And the journeys of these peoples can be found even now in the histories of your peoples, of your here and now. The journeys of these people are told in the stories of the peoples of the earth. No matter where is their tribe, no matter where is their land now, the stories will contain the stories of the journeys of the people that came from the great city or who came from the star people. It will all be there in your stories of your people. And now look down on this great city, this great golden city, teeming with life. Everybody busy, going about doing their business. The peoples in the temples, learning all that they need to learn, finding out how to move structures using the power of the mind, learning about alchemy, learning about this thing you know as science, learning about mushrooms. All these things are happening in this city. Great libraries of great learning. All around the city and within the city, there are places where foodings are made, are collected, are grown, are brought to the people. Everything is there that is needed. The peoples from the stars brought with them the knowledge of how to change waste products into fresh and usable things, so that nothing is wasted, everything has a purpose in this city. And then slowly there comes into the city a seed of darkness. When you look at the city, you may see the golden glow of it beginning to get a little tarnished. And this tarnishment is coming from within one of the temples. And as you look at the aura of the city, you are seeing that this tarnishment is growing. And yet, inside the temple, there is a great, powerful golden light. And this golden light belongs to a being that has come to the earth, to be among the people. A soul that has come because it knows what is the destiny of these people. And so this soul then begins to gather around all those that would follow him, and gathers them together in the great hall. And before anything can come to pass, this great soul says to the people, close your eyes, take inside of you the deep breath of life, breathe, and I will take you on the dream spiral. And I will show you what is to come. I will show you the progress of the peoples of the earth. For our time on this earth is coming to a close now. And as souls, you are going to have to return through the eons to come, to guide the path of the people back to the light. And all those souls, all those sons who were the Brotherhood of Light, went with this one on the dream spirals. And when they came back, they all looked at this soul and knew what their task was to be. And then this one looked at one of the sons and said to him, you will come back many times. You will perform many deeds, and you will lead the way and open the way so that I may come again. In many lifetimes, you will be reviled, and in other lifetimes, you will be ignored. And yet, your presence on the earth will make a change. And so it will be. And so it has been from that day. And then came the darkness, the tarnishing came, and it spread. And the powers of the people that followed the darkness rent asunder the power and the light of this great city. It was the battle between light and dark that created a great cataclysm that resulted in the earth splitting asunder, and the oceans coming in and swelling over the land. city sank beneath the waves. And all that remains now of this beautiful city are the memories in the minds and the hearts of mankind, the soul memories of which you now have the knowledge. The peoples that were sent out by the temple out across the land before to join with the peoples of the land and to take the teachings. All those people from that great city went. They did not return to the city. They went and formed new communities. And the souls of those that fought have been returning ever since to guide humanity and mankind and womankind forward into the light once more. All the knowledge and all the teaching of that time was forbidden to you, because when this great land split asunder and this great city went beneath the waves, all the peoples that were left with only stories, and over eons of time the stories became myths and legends, and the ability to use the gifts became lost, and their descent into the darkness occurred. And now humankind is climbing back out of the darkness into the light. That is the reason that this great city of Atlantis is so bright in the hearts, the minds, and the soul memories of so many. It is a symbol of hope, a symbol of what is possible for the human race. What was before can be again. However, in order to achieve it, you need to learn your lessons of life. You need to learn how not to use the powers for your own personal gain. You need to learn how to use the powers to assist humanity and animal kind and plant kind and earth rock kind. How to respect and honor all these things. So when you look now down at the great city, remember it as it used to be in all its glory, with its golden light shining around it, the golden city of light. For in spirit it still is so. It has not been lost. And any time that you want to visit the great city of Atlantis, all you have to do is travel the dream spirals and go to this wondrous place. So look now once more on this golden city and ask yourself, what part did you play in this life of this city? What were you in this city? What did you do in this city? Not everybody was a brotherhood of light from the temples. There needed to be mamas and papas, you know. so that the pupils could go to the temples, there needed to be people who would make the footings, and so on and so forth. Everything was of value. Nothing was beneath or humble. No one was greater. So, when you look at the great city, ask yourself that question. What? How did I claim this? Was I one of the people that went out of the city to other lands to take the wedding out? Did I go to help found new civilizations? Feel, and you will find the answer for yourselves. And I'm going to let you now come back out up into the skies above the great city. And just for a moment, as you look down, you will see that as the great city goes beneath the waters, that this great cataclysm has created now shifts and movements in all the surface of the planet. And now the land masses are beginning to move and drift about like boats on an ocean. And as you watch now, you will see the land masses beginning to take shape into the ones that you know now, in your life now. You may also see that the axis of the planet has changed from before, and that some of the land masses now have got white at the top and the bottom, where it is very cold. And you'll see that there are great fires down below inside the earth. And you will also see, as you go further out still, that the shape of this beautiful planet is now also changed. It is not round like it used to be. It now has a part of itself that seems to be flat on one side. And as you go further out still, and this beautiful, beautiful planet begins to recede a little in the distance, step once more into the dream spirals, and come to die on the dream spirals. Forward now, forward in your time, to where you are now, and you're here now. You all have a nice sleep. Are you ready to do workings now? May I have you do just a little bit of workings? That's right, little bit of focus. Mm-hmm.
ready?
So you may have liked to hear the sounding of the angels, of the city of the angels. Is that right? So who's going to put the hands up down?
Would you two like to sit down? Yeah. Show what we do. Right, you won't get hurt. You can't ask. What do we do?
Just all you have to do is put your behind self down. You get?
Will you come in to join us, Heather? Would you mind if I carried on drawing, please?
It's going to be somebody not have anybody working with him.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just sit here and go to sleep.
So, what about the angels? Do you have
just,
the angels?
Just make them go.
How do I do that?
That one, yeah.
Oh, that is it. This is about the city of the angels. Oh, this is beautiful. I like this. Oh, this is very nice, kids. Close your eyes. Take the breath of life. Stand there. Those of you standing, you know what to do. You wait a moment. Those of you sitting, you're going to be receiving the love of oneness, the channel of healing. Those that are standing, the infinite spirit, souls of all life and life. Bye.